And if you can wait one moment just before you begin, don't go anywhere. I wanted to say several different things were brought up of an informational nature. I'd like to direct everyone, if you're looking for financial information regarding the foundation, the 990, which is the annual tax form, lists many different interesting details, as does the certified audit. Not all of them good, but certainly there.
Some guide star.
No, but it's on the Pacifica National website. You'll notice that it says 2009 hot. That's as hot as it gets around here because it takes a few months after the close of the fiscal year for a certified audit to be performed before that year's financial data is available to the public. So don't think it's because it's not happening. It just isn't out there yet because they're still finishing the 2010 audit. But that should be helpful to people who are looking for financial information, the 990 and the certified audit. Question was raised as to executive session. Yes, legal matters, personnel matters, anything of a confidential nature is discussed in executive session. It's not an attempt to avoid transparency or keep the public in the dark. There's just some things we've got to discuss in executive session, so please bear with us. And there was a last thing I wanted to say of a informational nature, but I've got to admit it has completely slipped my mind. But some of these things are out there and don't have to remain mysteries. They just take a little looking to find them. So thank you, everybody. And now, Mr. Mark, if you'd go ahead, please, with your now you are the LSB treasurer, chair's report. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Robert Mark, and I was elected in about December 15th as the 2011 chair of the KPFT LSB. I'd just like to point out to Ken that the proper use of language would have been all y'all. And you know, you need to become culturally sensitive when you come to Texas.
Thank you.
I thought it was use all.
No, that's somewhere else.
As a former temporary Arkansas,
South
I hear
Jersey. I'd just like to start out by thanking you all for coming, welcoming you to Houston, telling you to take the time to explore Houston and see our marvelous mixed ethnic communities. And also, you know, take the time to learn about the economy here in Houston, which actually was benefited for many years by the fact that we have no zoning laws, and that has allowed people to just do what they want to do quite successfully. The second thing I would say most contributed to our economy was Hurricane Katrina, who, when we got 300,000 refugees and we gave them each $2,000, that sort of set your economy on fire. We have an excellent crop of freshmen on our LSB this year. They're all passionate. They're all compassionate. We also have some seasoned veterans, which I think you've all met here a couple of times today. I'd like to thank them for their efforts on behalf of KPFT and their efforts now on this board. I think that we have two perspectives on our board of directors. Not necessarily limited to freshmen and seasoned veterans. But if I had to articulate the two perspectives on our board, there are people that are just chomping at the bit to move forward, and there are people that just want to talk about what we would call in the law relitigating the same old arguments over and over and over. And I would like to you know, I think I am on the let's move forward list, and I would just like you all not to fall into that deadly trap and become a let's move forward PNB, and not dwell on the past. Have some enthusiasm for hard, concrete accomplishments. I'd also like to say very quickly that I am the son of a stagehand. I myself am a lawyer. I wouldn't be a lawyer if my dad hadn't been a union stagehand, or if I hadn't worked with the IATSE Local 6 in St. Louis throughout my college years. If we don't have compassion for this labor movement and use this as an opportunity not only to support the labor unions that exist but to create new labor unions, we are absolutely missing our opportunities. I think that, you know, I want to talk a little bit about fiscal stuff. There is really genuine enthusiasm on our LSB for expanding fundraising. Some examples are a big gumbo cook-off coming up in April. As we speak, there is a house party featuring Roy Zimmerman going on in Sugar Land, and there's another one tomorrow night in the Montrose area. there is wonderful support here when we want to have a fundraiser from what we call the Third Coast Music Community, which you might want to Google. But it's basically, you know, Texas musicians who make themselves available for us to raise funds. We have some marvelous opportunities for fundraising, and we're all pretty enthusiastic about it. I do want to say that, you know, Dwayne, you know, reminds people during Fund Drive that we put our station on the air for $150 an hour. Well, that's all well and good, and I want to underscore what Dwayne said. It's not enough. It's not enough for us to be the station that we need to be, and we need to be more global and broader in our thinking in terms of fundraising as an LSB and you all as a PNB, and I'll get to that later. We are concerned about Pacifica finances, and I will say first, we are equally to blame, even though we balance a budget and get our budgets in on time, because it's too small a budget. And it's too small a membership list. And we need to, and I think we are, working on expanding our budget and expanding our membership list. We are, as a board, pretty much committed to helping our sister stations follow some of the ideas that we have had for off-air fundraising. And we have heard, had many of our members say, if we could just talk to people about how to do this, we'd be happy to help them in their off-air fundraising efforts so that they can also enjoy that stream of income. Please live within your means. If you want to spend more money, raise it. Work on it. Think broadly. I mean, I always tell people when I advise not-for-profits, if you want to build one drop-in center for the people with mental illness, you know, start planning 10 of them. Then, you know, if you only get one, you'll have accomplished your goal. We are very excited, by the way, on our programming with the KTRU because that gives us the benefit of both the enthusiasm and the creativity of the Rice students. Something that we have often accused of not keeping up with the times on programming. And I think that the KTRU will be a wonderful incubator for future on-air programs, and it'll be targeting a younger audience. Now, I know that as demographics go, the younger audience are not the ones that are going to write us checks to be voting members of KPFT. However, they will grow up to remember what we did for them. And so, consequently, we're pretty excited, and I will tell you that there was more than a couple people called during our recent fund drive who are Rice University alums, which, by the way, Rice University alums are people of means, who just pledged to thank us for our support of KTRU. And also, this opportunity opens the door for future collaborations with Rice University and the very well-endowed Rice Foundation, and we're pretty excited about that. We have received, subject to our dotting the I's and crossing the T's, a grant for marketing KPFT, and we've been involved in some meetings wherein we have pretty much decided to emphasize growing our brand by the use of our programming, mission-based programming, to create more of an audience within the Houston area for our product and not changing our product to increase our audience, with the exception of perhaps quality. But we, you know, really believe in the mission of KPFT. We also have had discussions within this process about how HD3 and the internet and social networking and all of these things are changing the way in which people consume media. And we are very concerned that that this change will bring about possibly making us a dinosaur. And the only problem with that is, of course, change costs money. We would like to make the change. Some people have recognized the fact that, within, I think the gentleman mentioned, the product needs to be relevant to our listeners. We need to focus more on not on international and national, but more on local and regional. Even if it's an international national story, we need to create local regional spins to it. And we need staff to do that. We do not have the staff at KPFT, and we really need to raise the money to grow that staff. We need to grow the brand, the brand of KPFT and of Pacifica. One of the issues that has been in discussion is the fact that you can't really rely on people hitting the button and tuning the radio dial and finding KPFT and finding a program that's going to make them committed to KPFT. And that's because we have such a broad array of programming. Everybody isn't going to like every program. So we have to figure out a strategy to target the programming to the audience to grow the brand in that way. And Duane Lark has been talking about that to a great extent, that we need to target our African-American programming, the African-American community, our Hispanic program, the Hispanic community, so that we can actually grow enthusiasm for the program. Because if they turn on Earth Mother Radio and they're not interested in Earth Mother Radio, then they're going to turn away and maybe not come back. We would ask that I'm just going to move on. You know, what do we need from you? The question was asked of Duane. We need leadership. We don't want the people on this board to pick sides on struggles over what should and shouldn't be on our air, and I'm not talking about just the one that you've heard about, but it happens all the time. We have several people that think that they are program managers and should make every decision on programming, and that our professional staff should just do what they tell them. But what we need you to do is interject yourself with leadership and tell us the solutions to these problems and help us with solutions to these problems. The specific management of Pacifica needs to be a little bit more proactive with us. We may be your country cousins, but there is much to do at our station, and I know you're pretty distracted by what's going on at the other stations. Again, a point well made by somebody before me. But we need to put the weight of the network behind our efforts to fundraise. You know, we're down here in Houston, Texas. I think that Ted Weiskill is talking about a rally, and I think he wants to have some pretty heavy hitters appear at that rally. But, you know, we can call from Houston, Texas, and I'll tell you, I did this just the other day to the management for an individual who is in the progressive movement and kind of a superstar. And basically, when they heard, "I'm Bob Mark from Houston, Texas," it was click right to recording. I'm still waiting for the callback. You know, please, you know, remember we're out here, because I don't think you should take for granted the fact that good old KPFT will always be on an even keel. That could change overnight. That could change with the loss of Corporation for Public Broadcasting mm-hmm. funding. That could, a number of things could change that. To the board, don't waste our time. And let me give you a couple of examples. We spent a good deal of time in November working on your bylaw revisions. Some of the LSBs didn't even bother to get together and look at them. Well, don't waste our time with that if everybody isn't committed to it. And that goes right to, we have a member, Kevin White, who thinks that the bylaws are a mistake and that they can't be fixed and they need to be rewritten. How that might be possible, I don't know. But we definitely need to have the means to make change, and it doesn't appear that we have it now, because we can't even get LSBs to even vote to reject bylaw revisions. Which I think would have been less of an insult to those of us that addressed them than the fact that they didn't pass. The other example I want to give you is the loyalty oath, which came up earlier, which is the confidentiality oath. We have members who refuse to sign the confidentiality oath. As a result of that, the people that did refused to go into executive session. So we can't tell you that we even know the details of the Rice University agreement, because we weren't allowed to have an executive session meeting. Either get rid of the loyalty oath or put some teeth in it where there's a sanction for refusing to sign it. Because we can't do that. You know, can we ask a member that was duly elected to leave a meeting?
Yes.
This is up to you. Lead. The other issue, and this touches on something that I brought up in my public comment, is the COI has been inactive for way too long.
I'm sorry, what is the COI?
The Committee of on Inclusion.
Thank you.
We can't do anything because the bylaws say a PNB member has to chair it. We can't do anything about that committee until you all do something about that committee. And it's long overdue that we do a complete assessment of staff ethnic. I can tell you that, either outreach or inwardly looking, we have very little Asian input. We have very little input from the disability community. We have several members on our board that are Hispanic. And that's a good thing, but we don't have, listener members on our board that are Hispanic. And the only way that we can address those issues is if somebody's looking at it. And if we can't get off the ground with the COI and our other committees can't see the need to reach out to these communities, then, I just think that if you're otherwise government-funded, you have to go through some exhaustive analysis as to how you are being inclusive. And the final point from y'all is share with us. Empower the LSBs to manage the stations. And if not, explain to them, allow them to be micromanagers, or explain to them why they can't be micromanagers. Because they won't listen to people in our community that try and explain it. And finally, enjoy your trip to Houston. I highly recommend, for those of you that eat a lot, Hugo's on Westheimer has a buffet, a brunch to kill for on Sunday mornings.
Thank you.
And it's considered one of the finest restaurants in town. So.
Thank you. We're just about at time. We've got 7 minutes till. Mr. Mark, don't wheel away just yet, please. Though I want to allow board members just a few moments with you. We've got 7 minutes before we're supposed to have the call in from our. Archives. So I'd like to go ahead and please, everybody, please keep it brief, 60 seconds. I saw Rodrigo first, then Ken. I had another hand over there. Was that Carolyn or Bill? Carolyn, did you have your hand up? No. Okay, so Rodrigo, Ken, Andrea, Alex, Campbell, let's go, please. Rodrigo, you're up.
Yeah, micromanagement, it's an excuse that the board uses in order to avoid giving the power to the listeners. Whenever the management wants to, they change programs, right? But if those programs are not done, or those changes are not done in a collaborative, in a manner that is respectful, and it is fair, and it fulfills the Pacific missions, then those changes are in violations. And this board gotta seek an investigation, gotta do an investigation. But you have, as board members, as LSB members, have all the power to revoke those changes when do not comply with the Pacifica mission. Yes, you cannot say, put this program at this time or do this program. But if that management, PD or general manager, is violating the bylaws, then the LSB is in its purview to make sure that the management fulfills the Pacific Commission. Otherwise, you can start, the process of firing that person out.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Renee, can I ask you to be my timekeeper, please, or we won't get... just 60 seconds per person, because that's about what we've got. Mr. Mark, you don't have to respond to each of these.
Well, I just wonder, any advice, Rodrigo, on arguments with our staff over the color of our bumper sticker? I'm talking about micromanaging.
No, that's not.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm talking about the changes on these programs, I'm talking about.
Well, I hear
you,
I agree with some of your points, and I certainly agree your understanding of the bylaws are correct.
Thank you. Balance. Ken.
I really want to thank you for a very energetic and enlightening presentation.
Mike, microphone. Ken, we're streaming.
I want to thank you. Robert, for a very enlightening and energetic presentation. I have one question or two parts. What activities is your outreach committee involved in, and how is it working?
Our outreach committee is involved in events primarily. We are working on being involved in some very targeted solicitation of funds, but we go to parades. We've just recently, we're in the Martin Luther King parade. We're having the Cesar Chavez parade coming up. We're having a big party at a local watering hole called the Mucky Duck to celebrate our 40th anniversary. We work towards helping to get volunteers for all of our events and concerts and things, some that aren't fundraisers. So,
thank you. Alex stepped out of the room. Andrea, you're next, please.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a question in regards to, you said target programming.
And gentlemen, we can hear you back there, so please.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Andrew.
You said target programming to grow. Were you talking about in terms of listeners, or were you talking about in terms of dollars?
Well, listeners translate into dollars. And so, and I'll give you an example. We have a show on that is presented by Minister Robert Muhammad. It's an excellent show, and I love the way he presents these arguments. And again, Duane, this was I heard this from Duane. I don't want to take credit for it. Mm-hmm. Said, but if we go into the neighborhoods where we can target people who would be impressed by a show flyer or a billboard or whatever that featured the Robert Muhammad show on at such and such a time on such and such a day, 90.1 KPFT, then we're going to grow our listenership.
Okay,
and
be careful what you wish for, because we did that at KPFA with the morning show and brought in a whole lot of dollars, but the morning show is now called the Morning Mix, and that's because management took the morning show off. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. Campbell, you're next.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for the presentation. Ladies. Well, we were down here Ladies. Being disruptive about it, so I couldn't remember Alberto Lero's name. And I'd served on with him on the National Finance Committee, and I was always impressed about the various kinds of fundraising that's done in Houston. And it seems to me as though there's a lot that other stations can learn. And I certainly think that it's incumbent upon us to have, through the Finance Committee, and somebody asked me, one of our new members asked me, well, what about the Fundraising Committee for the PNB? I said, hello. You know, preach my sermon, okay?
We actually had our elections to put people on your committees, and the development committee was, you know, staffed at that time. We're waiting on the person that took the minutes to get the minutes out, because unfortunately I didn't write down all the names. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to present someone with a report of that tonight, and I realized I didn't have all the names, and we have like a couple of Nancys, and I can't remember which Nancy. So when we get that information, I'll email it to you all. And
okay, great.
And maybe we'll form a development committee by then, huh? Thank you. Campbell, did you have anything else? Or
yeah, the only other thing is in terms of committees on inclusion, we had one at WPFW and put together, I think, may have been for the network, the first community needs assessment. Find that somewhere in our bylaws, and sent that on to our then interim executive director. But I think that it's critical in terms of looking at the staffing as well as looking at being able to satisfy the community's needs.
Thank you, Campbell.
In my old legal aid days, that was an integral part of determining how you serve the public.
Right.
And I'm really amazed that it doesn't happen in community radio.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark, for being with us this evening. And we're at time on this subject.